Ancient Causes. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, Absolute Monastery, here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Ancient Causes. Huh. How about that? Would you like to know the cause of a cold? Would you like to know the cause of any sickness? Would you like to know the cause of any problem that you have in your life? Well, think about it. That cause is a thought somewhere carelessly put into motion for ourselves. And that careless thought could be something that we had never dreamed we would have ever spoken, and yet we speak it. Careless thoughts, oh, how they destroy harmonious relationships. Careless thoughts, oh, how they upset people when they don't need to be upset. Careless thoughts, they bring down kingdoms, they bring down empires, they bring down relationships, they bring down the wealth. Oh, yes, careless thoughts. Email is a current fad, and it's a current useful tool in business and home and family. And it is a very tender thing, because sometimes we say things so quickly, and we say things and they send it off so quickly that we wish we hadn't after we did it. And this is true of our speaking and our thinking too. Oftentimes we think, oh, drop dead to someone who's doing something very nasty to us. And we don't really mean that. We surely don't mean that, because that's a very devastating thing to do. Or we say to someone, oh, mind your own business, or shut up. How often have we said shut up? My goodness. We should never say shut up. To say shut up means that we are offended or bothered by what someone else is saying. And rather than say shut up, we say, oh, tell me more about the wonderful quality of what you're speaking. Tell me more about the beneficial quality of what you're bringing up. Tell me more of the wonderful you that you are. Tell me more of your goodness, your happiness, your joy, your peace, your harmony, your love, your wonder. Oh, tell me more. Yes, songwriters would have a joy with that series of words. Tell me more. And ancient causes come up to belittle us and bemean us and demean us. And we don't need that. These ancient causes are thoughts that of yesterday were, we had a cold, or every three accidents happen in threes, or these things take place. It's just those little ancient concepts that are in the back of our mind, and they come out any time a situation comes out wherein they are applicable. And this is something we do not want to do. Every moment, yes. yes. Every moment is a new moment. Every moment is a brand new moment. Every moment is a brand new moment. You know that? Did you ever think about that? Did you ever think that every moment is a brand new moment, and it's a moment in the now? It's a moment that has never been lived before and never will be lived again. It's a moment very priceless, very precious, very now-nish. It's a moment of love. It's a moment, oh, of treasure beyond measure. Let's take that moment. Let's take that moment now and love it to pieces. Just love it as though you could eat it up. And eat it up do. Let it be the diet of your life. The moment now. I like me. I'm whole and perfect. I live in a harmonious universe. I am abundant. Everything in my world is perfect. I am divine. I am divine. I am divine. All is in divine order. I am divine order. say these things and watch the miracles happen, say them, and watch the miracles happen, say them, and watch the miracles happen, and say them. It's a now moment. It's never been here before. It'll never be here again. Make the most of it. Live in it. Delight in it. Be charmed by it. Be enchanted by it. Be uplifted by it. Oh, it is so wonderful. Living in the now. And, you know, living in the now takes a little training, too. Because we're so accustomed to remembering the past and thinking of the future and not paying enough attention to the now. Are you paying enough attention to the now in your life? I know I can afford to pay more attention to the now in my life than I have been, because I sometimes tell stories of the past or tell projections of the future. But can I train myself 100%? Wow, would that be a great thing to do? Train myself 100% to think in the now, speak in the now, live in the now, act in the now, and be in the now. You see, every time I think a thought of yesterday, I project myself back into yesterday, and I am living then. I am living then. That then is my now being lived again, and that is where I am living. I am not living in this moment, pure, clean, fresh, open, free of any other taint that might be on it, of anything that might have happened in the past or that might come in the future. It is free. It is brand new. It is a baby. It is birth itself, fresh, new, beautiful, waiting for the joy of sharing what and who it is with the world. And you see, this is the point. When babies are born, we think, ah, yes, ready to be taught, ready to be trained. And why don't we change that? When babies are born, they're ready to reveal what they are within themselves already. They're ready to reveal what they are and what they believe about themselves. They're ready to reveal that which they are, not what we train them to be, but that which they are. Oh, true, they may flow in with the world and what the world expects of them and what the world talks to them about, or it may be a genius. It may be separate from what the world tells and what the world expects. It may just express itself from its ideal self. I often spoke of having 12 little babies, test tube babies, who have no parents. 6 girls and 6 boys, and raise them as Christ children. Raise them in the attitude that they already are, and that now they're revealing what they already are. And now they're revealing the purity, the goodness, the magnificence of that which they already are. And there's no mommy or daddy to give them special privileges. All are privileged to be the wholeness that they are. Each will have uniqueness in their quality of wholeness. Each will have uniqueness in their quality of Christhood. Each will have uniqueness in the manner in which they present themselves. But all are complete and perfect, revealing that completeness and perfection in every moment of their life. You and I do this yet. We read an article, and in that article it said that every moment of our life, every year of our life, we are replacing 10,000, actually it's more than that, 10,000 stem cells in our brain. The stem cells of our brain are replacing 10,000 cells. I'll have to reread that and check that out again. But that's an interesting idea. Every moment of our life, we're getting a new brain, in other words. Isn't that something? We're getting a new brain. We're getting new cells in our brain that are revealing from within us. And these cells are cells that are created by what we believe about ourselves and what we know about ourselves and what we are, to reveal all the universal allness, because we are the allness of the universe. We are the totality of the universe right now, and we're revealing that. Wow. Babies have so much to reveal. Now, how could you train 12 Christ childs to reveal this without any limitation? It would have to take a person who is already in that awareness that these are revealed beings and that they are revealing what they are, and not try to train them, teach them, or do anything except see them revealing their inner perfection at all times. Wow. If you did that, you'd be doing it for yourself as well as for those wonderful little creatures. Hey, wouldn't that be a great world from being led by 12 people who were uplifted in that consciousness in that manner, and then they became the leaders in the world, showing the world the way, being the way shower, being the way shower. They live it and are, as they live it, the way shower. You and I too, as we live it, are the way shower. As we live it now, we set aside ancient causes that no longer are valid for us. We set aside ancient propositions that are no longer useful to us. We set aside ancient reports that no longer are consistent with what this instant is revealing. We set aside the dreams of tomorrow, which are useless as the wind that blows, and live in the now. If we dream, the dream is in the now, not in the future. If we dream, the dream is not in the past, it's already done. It's now. We live in the now. And we put aside all those ancient causes that are no longer valid. Quite likely, they were not even valid in the beginning. And we put forth, and I put forth, causes in my life which reveal to me what I am. And I am unconditional love. I am harmony. I am abundance. I am peace. I am joy. I am all that is, and that's all that matters. And that's all that ever can matter. And isn't it wonderful? You know, the more we think about these things, the more we do these things, the more we put these causes in motion, the more practice we get at it, the easier it is to live in that universal isness presence now. Ancient causes, that's something of the past. It has no place in the present. It has no place in the now. Have a lovely day. Have a lovely life. Have a lovely now. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.